Welcome to J Street News, one comedy podcast which believes this Twinkie represents all the psychokinetic energy in the D.C. area.
I'm Fake Newsman.
And I'm Anchor 2.
Our top story, a man who suffered a heart attack was denied last rites by a priest working with the Washington Hospital Center when the patient admitted to being gay. A complaint has, of course, been filed, and until the issue is resolved, the patient has refused to die.
Metro Transit Police handcuffed and detained a D.C. high school teacher on Thursday as her students looked on. The group was on a field trip to the Holocaust Museum, where they were delayed based on the police's mistaken belief that students looked like a group of criminals. "It's a bummer," said one student, "because we were really looking forward to learning about systematic oppression today."
This past Valentine's Day weekend, D.C. participated in the now annual Cupid's Undie Run, which involves a cross-section of residents engaging in a fun run, allegedly to help raise money for the Children's Tumor Foundation.
Now, it's a rare treat here at JSN when a story comes along that we absolutely have to include, but is so inherently absurd that we can't agree on the best punchline. This means that it's time for our new joke counter joke segment, which we like to call, "I see what you did there."
While the half-naked jaunt through snowbanks might have helped DC shed the perception that it's a collection of stuffy and selfish A-types, it only reinforced the reality that DC isn't nearly as attractive as it thinks it is.
Hundreds braved the cold for the charity event, honoring the city's well-known principle of success. Don't dress for the job you have, dress for the night job you'll have to take because you have an unpaid internship.
I see what you did there. In a bit of follow-up reporting, JSN can confirm that the Children's Tumor Foundation is decidedly against children's tumors, making this reporter feel a bit guilty about not donating before.
This event was touted as the first ever event in DC history cheaper and sketchier than No Pants Metro Day.
Huh. Given the reduced amount of clothing, congratulatory hugs were discouraged, but the Washington Hospital Center was on hand to deal with any nipple-related punctures.
Two men were arrested in Northern Virginia for carjacking and demanding a ride to a 7-Eleven. The victim was able to call 911 during the ride, and a police cruiser was dispatched to the convenience store. The officers arrived just in time to meet the car, make an arrest, and hang out with the six other cops who had just kind of been hanging out there all day for some reason.
Senate hopeful Milton Wolf came under fire this week when it was revealed he had made insensitive comments about the x-rays of gunshot victims. The radiologist from Kansas reportedly joked he wanted to know where to buy a gun that could blow off a person's head, as well as the one pictured. It's clear that he has lost several potential votes for his insensitivity, and at least these two votes for not being able to deliver a joke better than that. Big Chair Coffee, which closed its Anacostia doors last fall,
has reopened. This premise was from the Examiner, which we never really read, but there were no more expresses at the Metro, so sometimes we just go... No, go ahead.
Applauded for bringing locally open.
Our first instinct was to use diarrhea here, but it's always a problem when we're doing a poop joke.
What are we doing?
Writer's commentary for writers. When we release the special anniversary
commentary.
Edition. You know.
This is like the fourth episode.
We
literally have like five listeners. We don't even have music yet. I mean, I just learned how to work a bell on the computer.
Oh, that was great.
But what would we need to record a crud fart and special for?
We have to plan ahead.
It's not even, I mean, how they do commentary. Obviously, you record it later. Do you honestly think James Cameron is walking around
the set
with a microphone,
despite some fact-checking issues that we struggled with earlier in my writing process?
This is so dumb.
As a team, we often found that vocal dynamics can really enhance the energy and interest level of some of the less well-crafted jokes.
Yeah. No. Well, in this bit, I guess we're being meta for no flipping reason, because apparently we are under the impression that being clever is the same as being funny, which is
layer our self-reference,
bringing around all of our childhood issues. Just kind of, I need to be this type of person, and oh, the layering, not
really connect with our audience.
Little meta princess, if you think you can just even get one of our precious few listeners on board with this ridiculous navel gazing freaking philosophy selfie that you're taking on the recording right now. What?
A philosophy selfie.
Philosophy selfie. Okay, wait. Yeah.
I like that.
I think that's okay. I mean,
there's something there. Write that down.
Socrates, Descartes.
Yeah.
On the beat. Okay, yeah. Okay, I got it. Yeah. Well, where was I? Should we just.
Yeah.
Okay.
In a follow-up to last month's very local story, investigators have found that the gynecologist did in fact hear me refer to my ovaries as my air supply. Inexplicably, however, she was able to continue her mundane office tasks with little to no irreverent banter. Scientists are struggling to incorporate this unexpected outlier into an otherwise conclusive body of research on how charming I am.
In very local news, a study shows that married women in their early 30s aren't nearly as good as multitasking as they think they are. The poll conducted on my couch during the latest episode of True Detective revealed that these women missed 92% of plot points when they were going through the Zappos website. The study was funded by a non-for-profit initiative to reduce the number of times I am asked what's going on during the show.
Also in very local news, a new study found that couples eat out at the same two restaurants 50% of the time, exactly half as much as when your mother's in town, and about 100 times as much guff as I'm going to take about my potatoes from a woman who's shaped like one. The study went on to conclude that when a waiter asks whether you've been to their restaurant before, you should answer yes 100% of the time, because can we just not, please?
And that is the news for this evening. I'm Fake Newsman.
And I'm Anchor 2. Find us, if you must, online at jstreetcomedy.com.
Or if you appreciate occasional reminders that we're doing this at all, follow us on Twitter at jstreetnw. Good night.